At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Back at Brayhead Arena for the third time inside a week. And this time we entertain for the first time Manchester Storm in Elite League action. Well, it was quite a game. Brayhead Clan not having the best of nights, it's fair to say, but they came from 3-1 behind to win 4-3 on the night. Clan actually took the lead 7:55, a goal from Matt Haywood, finishing a rebound from Alex Levitt's shot, which was originally blocked by Zane Kalemba, the Storm goalie. But then Matt Folkes fired a shot into the corner. Matt Payton got enough on it to turn it past Chris Holt to equalise for the visitors on 10:20. Storm went 2-1 ahead a couple of minutes into the second period. Grant Toulmin getting the final touch on the puck from Omar Pasha. The puck seemed to bounce over Chris Holt and into the net, and then he made it 3-1. Matt Carrier polishing up after Grant Toulmin. He was denied by Chris Holt to make it 3-1 a minute and a half before the end of the second period. I dare say there were some harsh words in the Clan dressing room ahead of the third period, and what a reaction. Stefan Meyer forcing the puck over the line at the back post. Clan starting the comeback well in the early part of the third period to make it 3-2. Then a wonderful strike into the top corner of the net by Scott Pitt equalised the game at 47:55 to make it a tied game at 3-3. And then with a couple of minutes to go, Stefan Meyer on the left played in, Chris Bruton sent it home with a one-time shot to make it 4-3. Big 2 points for Brayhead Clan in the Gardner Conference. We'll get some reaction for you in just a second. I'm now standing with Manchester Storm GM. He's been on Clan Radio before, Neil Russell. Neil, 3-1 up, period to go. You lose the game 4-3. What's the mood in there?
Well, it's obviously very, very disappointed, Craig. But I think one of your off-ice officials just made a very good point to me there. Said if the game stopped after 40 minutes for most of the Manchester Storm games so far this season, we'd probably be top of the league. It's just that third period which is just killing us on occasions, and we're just, you know, conceding the goal inside 12 seconds of that third period just give you guys a lot of momentum, and the rest is history.
It was a big game for you guys coming up here tonight. You've not played Brayhead Clan. You probably saw the comments from Matt Keith, you know, saying that Manchester, an unknown quantity. You kind of had an idea what to expect here.
Yeah, oh, very much so. I mean, you come into Clan Towers, as I think I heard.
Castle Clan.
Okay, I heard the announcer calling it earlier on. Yeah, listen, it's a fantastic atmosphere inside here. I know our boys were pumped at coming into this atmosphere. And listen, you know, Brayhead always puts together a really good team every single season. And, you know, we come up against a very good side. And we knew we were going to be under pressure this evening, but, you know, very, very disappointed from a Storm perspective with that final result.
Now, we've spoken to you in the past. You've been in the guise of Premier Sports. How are you enjoying life as a GM at Manchester Storm?
Oh, it's fantastic. I really, really enjoy it. But it's been crazy busy. You know, if we'd maybe started this in March, that would have been maybe time enough. But I came on board at the start of August, and, you know, it's been a hell of a lot of work. But you know what? We've done well. We've got all of our guys in and got them settled. Got them good accommodation, and everything has been taken care of in terms of for the players, and they're enjoying life in Manchester as well. So it's just a case of getting a few wins under the belt now and pushing our way up the table.
Is there an expectation in Manchester this year, first season back in the sort of top echelons of UK ice hockey? There can't be, surely.
I suppose a lot of people around the league would probably say no. And probably personally as well. You know, from my perspective, I'm a competitive beast, and so's Pash, and we want to try and push this team as far up the league table as we possibly can. Certainly, the bare minimum aim is to qualify for the playoffs. That is an absolute must. But certainly from our perspective, we'll be looking for the Manchester Storm to push their way right up as far as we possibly can this season.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Cheers, Craig.
Now with Clan coach Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a 4-3 win in the end, but what did you say to the guys at 3-1 down and after two periods?
Obviously, it's frustrating. You know, we gave up 11 shots up until that point. And, you know, we controlled a lot of the play. We didn't execute. And, you know, obviously, our special teams were struggling. And I credit that more to them than us. You know, I thought they killed very well. I thought they took away the lanes they needed to and forced us into secondary plays that, you know, we obviously don't want to do. But, you know, and I thought they did a good job of doing that. But frustrating kind of game. You know, we start out well and then they come back, you know, on a turnover, and they come back and make it 1-1. And then I kind of thought we dipped and then they make it 2-1 at the end. And, you know, and now you're on your heels. But it's... like I said, it's a process here. We're showing glimpses of the team that we can be, and then we're showing lapses of the team we don't want to be. And, you know, so many new guys and new personnel and whatnot. I am hounding them that this, you know, the system we want to play and not losing patience, but it's that time now where guys either are figuring it out or not figuring it out, you know. And I think the buy-in, we got good buy-in there, but, you know, we want to play an up-tempo offensive game and it demands work, and there's no hiding within the system, you know, and that's what we said. We said it's not good enough to be close anymore. It's not good enough to get good looks. It's not good enough to hit posts or to just miss. At the end of the day, you guys are paid to put pucks in the net. We got to execute, and that's what we, you know, that's what we said. It's enough's enough here. We control a lot of the play. It's not good enough anymore. Everything's about winning. We, you know, and we want to win, and you know, a team that I felt the midweek game they had a bit of a travel. We got a good jump on them, and then we didn't put the hammer down. We made it 1-0. They come back in the game, and then we kind of let them take it to us the last 10, and it's just not good enough, you know. This is a dominant building, you know, and, you know, it just wasn't, we just didn't have it, you know, even though we had good puck possession, we just didn't have that finish. And then the third, the guy showed a lot of character. Now you go through all the negatives, and then in the third, I thought the guy showed a ton of character. You know, you get that Keith line was our best line tonight, you know, they scored 10 seconds in, you know, whatever. And then we just built momentum. You can just tell guys got confident off of that. We needed that spark, and we got it from our captain's line. And I thought that's the team that was playing earlier. That's the team that, you know, this is a team that needs to play with that urgency from the puck drop. And that's what we have to learn. And, you know, a character win like that can do a lot of good things here. You know, we keep kind of rolling. But like I said, we're going to skate tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go over a few things, go over some stuff we didn't do well tonight and look to keep getting better here. But like I said, it's at that time now where, you know, we're through the early stages. We've played enough games that we need to start seeing a consistent effort here. It doesn't mean scoring goals and winning every game 10-1, but we got to see that consistent game where we're playing upbeat and that's what I'm looking for right now.
You spoke earlier in the week about you didn't know too much about Manchester Storm. Matt Keith said the same thing to me for the website earlier today as well. You've talked a lot about where Clan went wrong in many respects, but did Manchester surprise you by the way they played tonight?
not a whole lot. I mean, like I said, we watched a whole lot of video on them. You know, it's just the one team we haven't seen this year live. You know, we watched a lot of video on them, and we kind of knew they played that way. We knew they played offensive. You can tell they want to play offensive. They play high in the defensive zone. They play high. They take away the D, and if you turn pucks over, they're gone. I mean, they created about 4 or 5 3-on-2s right from their own end, you know, because they anticipate that. They want to jump on the offense, and then those are scary teams to play. You got to make them play a 200-foot game, and, you know, you got to keep pucks low against those teams, you know, force those guys to come all the way down, back, all the way back in their zone. They're a good team. They got good speed. You know, their goaltender made some big saves, and you know, their D moved the puck well. They're a well balanced, pretty offensive team. They're not a team that if you don't show up, you're not going to get any points.
Of course, just a final word. You've got Edinburgh here in 48 hours. They come off the back of that win against Sheffield Steelers last night. You've got to keep that momentum going from the third period tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think there's too many guys that have forgotten what happened in Edinburgh last game here. So we want to make, you know, we got an opportunity to play them here at home. I think it's a double up game. You know, with the Challenge Cup and league, it's a massive game here. So, yeah, they're rolling. You know, Emil's got them playing well. They're rolling, and you know, shorthanded teams are scary. You know, teams that are playing shorthanded here, I think they'll have the two D-men back, but Sheen is left here. So shorthanded teams are scary. You know, as we've seen, they come in here shorthanded. So it's a team we got to treat as if they're, you know, the best team in the league and the hottest, and they quite possibly could be the hottest team in the league right now. I think they've won four or five in a row. You know, so it's a game that we're going to take, a game that we've had circled since they embarrassed us, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and we want to make sure that we put a good performance on and, like you said, carry on from that third period here from the get-go and push the pace on Edinburgh. But it's going to be a tough challenge. They're a good team.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Manchester Storm coach Omar Pasha with me now. Omar, last time you played Brayhead, you beat them in the playoff as the Hull Stingrays coach. You were 3-1 up. What happened tonight?
We were 3-1 up, and you know, we make a kind of a soft play on the second goal. They scored an initial face-off of the third period. You know, guys are just not ready, and we talked about competing on face-offs, and we concede one. We concede another one on an individual mistake, and then just a selfish play on the third and the fourth one. Just guys not committing to the back check with 3 minutes left. So it's a bit frustrating, but I think we just got to settle down and learn from it.
You don't seem to be seeing out games. I was talking to Neil Russell a couple of minutes ago, and he sort of said that on the record, that it seems to be, you know, after two periods, if you'd taken that, you'd have been delighted, but that third period kind of killed you.
Yeah, I did. I mean, sometimes guys have to learn how to close games. I don't know if it's it's mental fatigue. I don't know if it's not caring about defense and want to get their individual points. But at the end of the day, when you lead by two goals on the road, you have to find a way to close. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's a 3-3 hockey game. We could go to overtime. But like I said, it's a play where I think guys will have to learn, and we'll have to learn quickly to adjust.
What are positives you can take from tonight, surely?
Yeah, I mean, for the first 40 minutes was very positive. I thought we were excellent. I thought we were just keeping things simple. I mean, we weren't doing anything spectacular. We were just chipping pucks out. We were skating. We were using our speed. We were playing well defensively. And then in that third period, for some reason, we're gripping the sticks. We're throwing blind passes in the middle. We're panicking with the puck. And that's things that we're going to have to start doing, because now that's 2-3 times we're giving up games, and it's not good enough.
Thanks so much, Omar.
All right, thank you.
Chris Bruton, the match winner tonight. Chris, congratulations on your match winning goal. We're just saying off the record there. You're crediting Misey with it.
Yeah, I don't think I did all the work there. I think you got Keither driving, doing all the hard work, and Misey making the nice play to me, and I was just the lucky one there to tap it in. So those guys were great tonight, and you know, I feel like as the line were really starting to click, so it was good.
Interesting game tonight. 3-1 down after two periods. You guys, plenty of chances, just couldn't put it away. Was your away trouble starting to bother you again, do you think?
I think that, yeah. You know, we're getting a little frustrated and a little down, and we got to learn to keep our energy levels up, you know, if we're scoring or if we're not. And, you know, I think we're really going to start scoring here, and that's when we can really pick up our tempo. But it's a maturity test. So, you know, all of us are struggling a bit to score, and you can see that at times. But, you know, I was proud of the guys tonight, and I think as a group we stuck with it. We've got the goals a little late, probably later than most wanted to see, but we got the win in the end.
Great turnaround in the third period. That goal after 12 seconds obviously turned the game in your favour. What was said in the locker room at the second break, or can you repeat it?
Yeah, no, I mean, Keither pretty much stepped up and just said, we got to go here. And you know, Finner came in too, and he was pretty calm and reserved, and he understood that we'd missed our chances, and we did a couple lapses, and he basically put it on us that we had to have a period to come back and win this game. So, you know, it's some good leadership, and Finner obviously kept us calm and collected, and then it was huge to get that first one right away.
And huge character to come back from 3-1 down as well. Is there more relief rather than celebration in the end?
I think a bit, but you know what, at this point we're going to take goals or wins at any chance we get, and no, like I said, Finner came in and he was pretty calm and collected about it, but he put it to us that it was all on us, and we needed to go out there and we needed to get two goals, and it had to happen. And, you know, I was proud of the guys, and I think it was a great character test for our group, and we did what we needed to do.
You're back here on Saturday, Edinburgh Capitals at 6-2 defeat the other week.
Yeah.
Still fresh in the memory. Revenge?
Well, we know, yeah. We can't give up games like that, and especially we feel like a team like them, we can work harder and be more competitive against. So, yeah, it's definitely been in the back of our minds. We have fun tonight and kind of celebrate this one, but then we get ready tomorrow and we're back at it Saturday.
How are you enjoying being back here? You've had three games now? You've had the home crowd behind you?
Yeah, well,
do you feel like you've ever been away?
I think we're doing a little better at home than we do on the road. So, no, we love it here. I mean, you can just feel that it's nice to be in our locker room. You know, you're sleeping in your own beds, and then the crowd and the support, the energy, it's just it's intoxicating. So, you know, obviously we love to play here, and our fans are the best in the league, and we hope to keep it going.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much.
And it's a quick turnaround of games. Brayhead Clan are back here at Brayhead Arena. Castle Clan on Saturday, that's the 19th of October, they face a Crunch Gardner Conference clash with the Edinburgh Capitals. That's a 7 o'clock face-off. The tickets are on sale now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly at the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Saturday, the 17th of October. Brayhead Clan taking on the Edinburgh Capitals. In the end, a 4-3 result for Brayhead Clan against Manchester Storm, coming from 3-1 behind. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty, the Clan coach, Chris Bruton, the game winner in the end, and for Manchester Storm, Neil Russell, the general manager, and Omar Pasha, the head coach. A good night here, eventually, for Clan, back here on Saturday against Edinburgh Capitals. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the club on the website, brayheadclan.com, like our official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. That's all for now. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.